As they examined these more closely, they realized they were in fact ornaments. Probably hair clasps. And both beautifully crafted.
They may not look very much now, tiny, with just a very simple pattern round the edge. But at the time when these were created and worn, that's nearly 4,500 years ago, these were probably the greatest treasures that anyone possessed in the British Isles.
For the first time, gold had been melted and shaped and then transformed into an ornament. This was a new kind of art, and the first of its kind in Britain. The big question then was, whose was it? Archaeologists needed to examine the skeleton in more detail, and what they discovered was that this man was not from the Stonehenge area. He'd come from Central Europe. He was a foreigner who'd made an epic journey to get to Britain.
It's a journey without compare at this time. And across the sea, he would only have had a dugout canoe or a coracle. It's a long and very dangerous journey.
How was it that a stranger from hundreds of miles away had come to be buried with all the trappings of a great and revered leader?
People would have known him as an exotic and an important person. He had something that nobody else had, and he had the skills to transform raw metal into these finished objects. He had knowledge and he had power.
It was the gold, so exquisite and rare, that had created the image of a leader.
These would have been like the crown jewels, strictly reserved for a leader of great importance. Art fit for a king. Just imagine how he would once have appeared to his subjects.
Our king would have looked magnificent. Dressed in a splendid leather tunic, his body and face lit up by shiny metals never before seen. The people who lived around Stonehenge would have worn nothing but simple animal skins. This man's appearance alone must have mesmerized them.